Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. It's just going to be you and me for a little while for this first half hour. I've got a couple of, in this next two segments, I've got some things I wanted, some business I need to take care of with you, because one of the things we've been doing on our website and also been offering it on our newsletter is a poll. Every week we've asked you to respond to a poll question that we put up on a number of topics. We've talked about social media. We've talked about politics. We've talked about taxes, tax policy. We've talked about the economy, a lot of different things. And these are the kinds of questions that we're going to be putting up every week, just to sort of get a little bit of an indicator from you, from our audience, the people who follow us, on what you think's going on in these very important issues. And so what I'm doing is every couple of weeks or so, now I'm reporting to you what's going on with each one of those surveys, what you said, what did you tell us that you thought about that. So that's what I want to do today. I want to talk about some of the recent ones. I think I'm going to pull together about three of these to give you a report on what happened. One of the recent surveys we asked you about was about the economic recovery. And here was basically the question. Many economic indicators seem to point toward a weakening of the recovery. What is your experience? Well, as you know, that's what's going on. There are two issues here, two things that you have to pay attention to, or that you're hearing about, I should say. Let me say there are three. One are the real economic indicators that are out there, and these are the macro indicators. These are the ones like, you know, national unemployment, the national GDP, those kinds of things. The current account balance with regard to trade deficit, et cetera, et cetera. Those are the macro issues, and we get that information from the government, some of their organizations, or also sometimes from some of the national firms, research firms, and different organizations. So those are statistics. Then we get commentary from people like me, and people you hear on television, and people who are you know, and you have to be careful about those kinds of programs, that kind of commentary, because a lot of times those topics are chosen, and the positions are taken to get ratings, and that's not what we do here on this show. We just report what's going on, and so be careful about those, listening to those guys, because don't let what those guys say whip you into a frenzy one way or the other about things, whatever it may be, the economy or whatever. And then in terms of the economy, the third thing is what you're seeing around you. What are you seeing? What is happening around you? What is happening in your economy inside the four corners of your marketplace? Wherever that may be, if it's in your block, if it's in your neighborhood, if it's in your town, your county, or your state, or region, or whatever, what are the four corners of your marketplace? What is the economy looking like for you and your customers? As a small business owner, that's really important that we differentiate those three things. The statistics that tell us something, that they're useful. I track those myself. I'm interested in those myself. The talking head stuff, the commentary, which you have to be very discerning about who you listen to, because some of the stuff will get you down. And I have to be careful myself. I do this myself. And then the third thing is, what is it about, what are you seeing? What are you literally, what is your experience right now? And that's what we ask you guys. We said, what is your experience with the economy? And 20% of, when we ask you that on our website and through our newsletter, 20% of you said you saw solid evidence of recovery. That's good news. And but not enough. I'm glad 20% of you feel that way. But unfortunately, you were in the minority. That group who said that was in the minority, because almost one third of you said you saw evidence that the economy was slowing down. Now this question was asked of only a couple of weeks ago. So fully in the second quarter of 2010, and it does look like 2010. I'm sorry, it looks like the second quarter of 2010 is going to be a lackluster quarter. We had a good fourth quarter in 2009 nationally, from the national standpoint. We had a decent first quarter of 2010. Second quarter, it looks like there's things softened up a little bit. But you know what? This is going to happen. We're in a marathon recovery. It wouldn't be a marathon recovery if everything just continued to grow like crazy. We're going to have these little ebbs and flows. We can't let that get us down. And then 43% of you said you're still waiting on any sign of a recovery. That's a lot. So 4 out of 6 basically said that you were concerned about that you were seeing no sign of a recovery. That's not a good sign. That's really bad. And I don't know. All I can tell you, folks, is you've got to think about this recovery as a marathon. You've got to think of it as something. And I'm going to repeat something I think I said not too long ago. If you're still in business, if you made it through 08 and 09 and you're still in business, you've already come through the tough parts. You've already come through the hard part. And it's not, I'm not saying especially for those 43% of you, I'm not saying that the future is not going to be still going to be challenging. But I'm just saying that I think you can say that you're well down the road down the road on this race to recovery. But remember, pay more attention to the thing that to pay the most attention to with regard to your attitude about your small business and the future. Pay more attention to what's inside the four corners of your marketplace, however big that is. Because that's where you will live and die. That's where you will succeed or fail. Don't get so worked up about the global statistics, the national statistics, or what the talking heads say. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll come back. We're going to talk about what should we do about the taxes, the tax increases. Stay with us. Go get yourself some cheap
sunglasses. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.